put it to the advantage of a teammate. Offered at ground level is Archie. Can he finish it off?
Oh, yeah.
Again, the Suns.
But Archie, just to finish off the work, is a really good finish. Good pace to get into space.
Archie! Up in the sky went Archie, and he took a screamer.
Good leap, isn't it?
Oh, that's a highlight that he'll love, and that's a highlight that Brisbane Lions supporters will love, because that is what's coming to your club in 2020. Callum Archie, after 45 games in four seasons at the Suns, will be a Lion in 2020, and he joins me here on SEN. Callum, good afternoon.
How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Nice to have it done, mate.
Yeah, I was getting a bit nervous towards the end there, but happy to sign, and can't wait to get started.
We've been talking to a few of the new recruits across the show today, and they've all said the same thing, that that this period is so nerve-wracking and hard to deal with as well.
Yeah, it is. It's scary. You're sort of trying to start a new chapter in your life, and you really don't know if it's going to get done or not. But I had full confidence in Dom Ambrosio and Nobes at the Lions that they were going to get it done, and my manager Ben Williams got it sorted as well. So thankful for them, and just glad to be here now.
So a son that turns into a Lion, this should be good for the rivalry.
Yeah, it's crazy. I spent 4 years up at the Suns and developed some really good relationships with all the boys. So they've all been texting me saying they can't wait for the next team class, so that'll be fun.
It should be good fun for you, I reckon. Now, with Brisbane, in the last couple of years during the trade period, they've been really specific. They haven't just gone scattergun. They've looked at certain players or certain positions. Is it flattering in a way that they, given how specific they are, they've looked at you and they wanted you from a fair way out?
Yeah, it is. It's really nice to know that, I'm wanted at a club. And, when I met with Fags and Dom and Nodes, they were really specific about what they, wanted with me joining the club and what role they wanted me to play. So, when they met with me, I was really excited about the prospect. And, I thought, why not give it a go? And I obviously love Queensland. So, I can't wait to get started.
So that role that they're talking about, does that involve playing off halfback?
Yeah, I think of some sorts I'll be playing off halfback, and I think that'll be the plan. So I think with me over the last few years, I've been a bit of a utility player. So obviously if they need me to swing forward or maybe even onto the wing, then happy to do so.
Which must be really, really something that you're looking forward to, given that they do play a lot of their game off halfback, Brisbane. That's where a lot of their score sources actually come from.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and obviously got Bertram up there as well now, which is awesome, added to the backline stacks, and hopefully, start the year well, and obviously start pre-season well too.
What were your impressions when you met Chris Fagan? He's such an impressive person. He was on our breakfast show this morning, and he just speaks so well. No one's got a bad word to say about him. Was that a factor for you?
Definitely. Obviously, I was coming from the Suns with Stewie Jew, and I had a really good relationship with him too. But, meeting with Fags, just the way he has a really good relationship with all the players is a big draw for me, picking the Lions. And I've spoken with him, so many times since we met. And he just seems to really build relationships with players, and he seems like he's got a lot of care for his team. So that was a massive draw.
Callum Archie joining me here on SEN. He'll be with the Lions in 2020. You're well placed to answer this. How is the sport of Australian rules going in Queensland? Not just specifically the Gold Coast, but Queensland as a state. Is it cutting through?
It's growing so much. When I first got to club, it was 4 years ago, which wasn't too long ago, but the amount that it's grown through, juniors, just seeing the amount of kids who are starting to play football, female and male, has grown so much, and it's exciting. I've been to a couple of Brisbane games throughout the year. One game, obviously, we played them up here, and their crowd was, amazing, and they've started to break records again, which is crazy. And even on the Gold Coast, you don't really get noticed too much, obviously, because it's a league state. But the more and more people you see, you know, kicking the footy down in the park is growing so much, and it's great to see.
And do you find that when you do school clinics and all that sort of stuff as well, that there are more kids that know what a Sharon is and know about the game?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, when I first got here, there's only a couple who sort of knew, but now, yeah, there's so many kids just kicking the Sharon down at the park, and every time I go for a run around, you know, the Gold Coast, there's always someone with a footy, and it's just good to see, because obviously coming from Perth, everyone just loves their footy, so it's definitely growing up here.
You're an interesting case, Callum, because there's a lot of conversation which you would have heard about the Suns retaining players and people not wanting to play their footy in Queensland. You've gone the other way. You like Queensland so much you want to stay here and play your footy there.
Yeah, no, look, I really love the place, and my partner Laura, we've been together for 3 years now. She's a Queensland girl. She's from Cairns, so she's obviously moved away from home, but we just love the lifestyle. It's, you know, a beautiful winter up here. It's bloody hot summer, but, the lifestyle is lovely. And, you know, Sunshine Coast isn't too far away. You know, the Gold Coast isn't too far away. And you know, Byron's just down the road as well. So, we love it. And, yeah, just happy to stay here.
Lastly, your body has been a challenge for you, like a lot of young players. So you're not the only player that has battled some injuries early in your career. How are you tracking now and in the build towards next season?
Yeah, no, I'm looking well. I obviously had a pretty interrupted season, which was disappointing. Some pretty unlucky injuries, but everything's all good now. I've had a full off-season so far, and I'm looking fit, hopefully going into pre-season, and hopefully get a full pre-season in and, start the year off well.
Do you get a chance to get away before it all starts?
So I've obviously been home to WA for a couple of weeks, but me and Loz will probably head down south just for the week next week and get away from everything and get set for the move.
Beautiful. Well, go well. I think the Brisbane Lions, from a long way out, they decided that you were a player that they wanted their footy club, and I reckon that speaks volumes about you as a player and you as a person. So good luck, and thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Callum Archie, who will be with the Lions in 2020.